Well, not only is this a big weekend coming up, it's an even bigger day today, Canada Day. So Ted Flett is with me from Tourism Hamilton, and I imagine a lot is planned for today as we head to the weekend.
Absolutely. Lots on the docket to mark Canada Day. Probably top of the list, most importantly, are the fireworks tonight that take place on the waterfront.
We get more calls on when are the fireworks than anything else into our newsroom. So this is important information you're passing along.
As we do as well at Tourism Hamilton, both by email and by phone. The fireworks event runs from 8 to 10. The fireworks themselves will take place at 10 o'clock. Get there early, A, to claim a spot, and B, to take in all the outstanding additional performances that are tacked on to the fireworks themselves.
What else is going on?
They've got some great musical performances that will begin around 7:30, between 7:30 and 8. On the list is Sarah Blackwood, as well as a Truly Odd Show. So they've got some fun performances.
Okay, sounds like a really good idea to get down there early and take advantage, because it is such a fabulous event.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, in addition, beginning today, many of the festivals that usually run sort of a Friday evening, Saturday, mm-hmm. Sunday, are starting early. So we got a four-day run of many of the festivals that are going to be in town this weekend. And one of the biggies, of course, is It's Your Festival at Gage Park. The festival is great for outstanding food, a marketplace, and of course their marquee performances. On the roster this year includes David Wilcox, Alan Frew of Glass Tiger, Crash Karma, which features some of the members of I Mother Earth, Our Lady Peace, and the Tea Party. So it'll be a great show.
Great lineup of artists. That's terrific.
Absolutely. Now, if you're hungry,
yes.
O Canada Rib Fest, which is an inaugural Rib Fest in Waterdown, will be taking place also from Thursday, Canada Day, right through to the Sunday, July 4th. And there will be outstanding local and nearby ribbers in to showcase their outstanding ribs, as well as lots of other food on the docket for the rib style cuisine or culinary artist.
And the first ever, so take advantage of being there the very first time the event was held.
Absolutely. So, you know, we locally have Wingfest that's taking place on the waterfront, and now we got Ribfest. So my hunger and appetite would like to see both these festivals continue. So please join me at the Ribfest on the weekend.
Okay. What else is on the docket for this weekend?
Well, there's a neat tour taking place. It's called the Past Mayor's Tour. It's taking place at the Hamilton Cemetery, located at 777 York Boulevard. And, you know, cemeteries reveal so much about a city's and a community's past and the people that lived within it. Historical Perceptions does the tour. They're available at hamiltonhistory.ca. Robin McKee, who is the guide himself, is a local historian, an outstanding wealth of information on many of the who's who of Hamilton's past. And this focus will be on the mayors that have helped build Hamilton, including Colin Campbell, Charles McGill, and others.
It's one thing to walk through a cemetery and look at the stones, but to have someone guide you through and tell you the significance of perhaps the person below this headstone really adds to, a very informative and a pleasurable way to spend a day.
Absolutely. And so long as the weather holds out, it's a really great day, to a great opportunity to stroll through a beautiful cemetery and learn about the people, as you say, within it.
So lots of things happening this weekend. And if we look ahead, again, we're right in the thick of things with summer. So I know next weekend has a lot on that as well.
Absolutely. July 9th to 11th, lots going on. Now, I would be remiss if I didn't let you know as well that on Monday, July 5th, is the American Idol tour that comes through Hamilton.
Oh, okay.
So if you're looking to get your first live viewing of Lee DeWise, who won, I'll be going to see Siobhan Magnus, who is my favorite performer and was slightly regrettable that she didn't make it into the top five, but she'll be outstanding, I'm sure. So that's something to look for, even though we're focusing on weekends. Then as we look ahead to July 9th to 11th, another big performance coming to Cops Coliseum, Elton John on July 10th.
Who?
Rocket Man coming to Hamilton.
This is big.
Absolutely. Their Ontario stops include Kingston and Sault Ste. Marie and Hamilton as well. So it's Southern Ontario's only opportunity to see him this year live. And again, that's July 10th. And there are still some tickets available. So get online, get on to Ticketmaster and book your spot. The Friday night, July 9th, is Art Crawl. So James Street North will be bustling with energy of shoppers, young artists, and spectators to take in that really thriving cultural area.
I'm so glad this event has caught on, and is everybody raves about it, because from the very beginning, I thought, what a fabulous idea. And a lot of other people think so as well.
Absolutely. And special events and specific spots to be sure to stop for during the art crawl will be revealed to us closer to the date. So check out tourismhamilton.com and follow our events listing to learn more about that.
Now, if art isn't your thing and sports is, we have something for you.
We sure do. Tiger Cats are playing Calgary at 1 o'clock at Ivor Wynne Stadium. So you can fit that into your day and still take in the Elton John concert at night or other events in the city. And Ticats, the Ticats games are excellent. The tailgate party, unofficial tailgate parties before are also a lot of fun.
Okay, and activity again on the water this weekend?
You bet. Lively Dragon Waterfest takes place on July 10th. So there's a lot of dragon boating that will take place. There are some spots apparently available still to enter your own dragon boat, okay, if that interests you. But if you're more like me, you can enjoy the...
a landlubber watching it from the sides.
That's right.
From the shore.
Bring a picnic basket or just some money for the beer garden that will be there on site. There will also be some bands performing. It'll be sure to be a very lively afternoon.
And something a little bit different, an eco farm tour.
Absolutely. A local organization has begun Rural Roots, which are local eco tours of rural areas to introduce more downtowners to what Hamilton has to offer on the periphery. Spurred by the 50-mile meal and other initiatives of that sort. So the July 10th tour will be going to Morden's Organic Farm Store with some stops along the way. Really unique programs developed by the host farm and an on-farm market stand there.
Okay, sounds like a great idea. So once you've been downtown, head out in the country.
Absolutely.
And vice versa. If you're on the farm, come on downtown.
You bet. You bet. And the all the information for the where to catch the bus and all that good stuff, those details are available online.
As is all the events that we've talked about and more, I'm sure.
You bet. TourismHamilton.com. Check out our festivals and events listing for a very comprehensive database of everything there is to see and do in Hamilton. And you can also go online and win our contest for a free weekend in Hamilton.
Can I?
Sure.
Okay. I'll do that. Ted, thanks so much, and we will talk to you again next week.
Thanks very much, Robin.